it's fun time here in America, and I heard about this a couple of days ago, Bob.
Yes, sir.
And I know DJ was heavily involved in this. I don't know if Ham was as much. I feel like Ham's got his hands dipped in everything at the radio station. But, you know, unfortunately, at our place of employment, we only have one bathroom. Like, men's bathroom. It's a very small bathroom for the amount of men that are in there, would you say?
Yeah.
Like, we complained about it before.
I'm not dipping anything in there.
It's a tough scene.
I seldom use it.
Do you?
Five is where
you
I
up
go.
Five?
Oh, five is magical.
Well, would you say, DJ, that this must have been an emergency situation then?
Apparently so. Because he was using four, and we've been watching Bob because he has been acting weird for the last week or so after the news of the Greek Freak going down for the season.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And we were wondering, you know, where can we get Bob's unfiltered thoughts on what's going on with the whole Giannis situation, and the Bucks buddies seem to be crumbling around him, so...
I hate it. I hate that the Bucks buddies, we haven't really... Like, I feel lost right now going into the playoffs, because our leader is not there for us.
Well, he might be speaking to a higher authority to keep things on track that we weren't aware of here, so...
Coop?
No. The bigger, the other higher authority.
So you stumbled into the restroom and witnessed this?
Well, I worked with our production team.
Boy, I've heard some flimsy premises.
And we were able to bug the fourth floor bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked exactly as we had hoped, and you will not believe
Gary,
what we heard
disgusting.
In there.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Lord, first off, let me say that I'm sorry I'm praying while on the toilet, but I can't let the other guys hear this. It's too personal. And I am so sad. I'm going to need some big help. First with this giant bean burrito to somehow make it out of me without destroying this bathroom. But mainly with the Bucks. You see, Lord, my Milwaukee Bucks are in a terrible way right now. We won a title a few years ago, but now it's nothing but heartbreak. First they lose in the first round to a play-in team. Did you hear me, Lord? I said a f***ing play-in team. I was so embarrassed. We were all so excited for the playoffs last year that I formed my own club up here at work. I called it the Bucks Buddies, and all my friends loved it. Corby was so supportive of our Bucks, and Davey seemed like he was having so much fun with it, too. And then we got embarrassed by the 8-seed Miami Heat. I didn't know what to tell the fellas. They were crushed. It's really all they had going for them. DJ said he hadn't felt that sick since he found out his daddy was some Nazi's bitch in prison.
Jeez.
Ham said he was so upset he might not ever be able to pleasure himself again to the thought of a chicken tender dipped in honey and Dr. Pepper. So I need your help, Lord. The Bucks buddies need your help. You need to heal the Greek Freak. If he doesn't play, the club might disband. And then Corby won't have any real friends. Have I told you about the low-rent man hookers that guy bangs just to give him any sort of release in life? The guy has no friends, hardly any family, and clings to the faint hope Dave Grohl will jerk him off at an OU softball game while Jason Isbell sings the national anthem.
What?
It's sad. Corby needs this. And Davey. Good Lord. Don't let the constant laughter and pathetic sex jokes fool you. His life is trash. He has to fake interest in Alabama basketball just so his wife will let him hold his new baby. It's just a matter of time before he balloons back to his original John Candy weight. We heard if he plays one more New Order song in front of Marissa, he will be looking for wife number four. She is sick of it all. He needs the Bucks so bad. So as you can see, I need this. I really... really need this. My sports teams are killing me, Lord. Wisconsin basketball is just a bunch of tall, skinny white guys that lose in the second round of the tourney every year. Texas A&M hasn't won anything since the Lindbergh baby was alive. Aaron Rodgers is a full-blown psychopath. Brett Favre shows his wiener to unsuspecting ladies. Tiger Woods can't walk. And most importantly, sucks ass at golf. Liverpool is about to blow another Champions League title. The Brewers are about as exciting as my chafed ass. I gotta have the Bucks. So if you could just do me this one solid, I promise to be a change man. I'll stop making fun of Lando's Friar Tuck haircut. I'll stop referring to Ham as guy who might bang his stepmom. I will be nicer to DJ and stop saying he's wasting his time with his 7-year girlfriend he will never marry. And I'll be nicer to you, Lord. Thank you, and to quote Norm Hitzkiss, who will no doubt be dead by summer's end, I need you, pal.
Oh, there it ended. It ended right there.
Shocking.
It really is.
I can't believe how real that sounds.
I know. Is it not weird?
How did you do that?
Is that not the weirdest thing ever?
You bugged like the bathroom.
The machines have figured it out.
Yeah.
That really sounded like me.
I mean, just a tinge of machine in there, you know, like certain inflection and, but yes. It's really weird.
It's dangerous is what it is.
It is.
No one should have this power.
No, and DJ has it all.
Yeah.
What is that software? That's incredible.
It costs $1 online.
Are you serious?
$1.
So it's tough to afford.
$1 and about 20 minutes of work.
Like, I kind of thought that was me.
Right. Like, how did they do this?
Jeez.
How did they get me? They chopped up 1,000 words.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Well, anyway, we hope Giannis...
I mean, there's some tells in there. Like, I care about Wisconsin basketball. Real me would never actually say that. So there's a couple tells in there, but wow, that was convincing. And man, I need to stop talking so much in the men's room. Wow.
Very vulgar talking to the Almighty, too. I would never guess.
It's unreal.
He's got some good points.
Prayers on my sports teams. Most of the time.
Yeah. Boy, I wonder now if the good Lord is having trouble differentiating between real and AI people. Like, wait a minute. That's AI, Bob.
That is so ridiculous. Wow.
It is.
Wow, that was some fun, guys. Friday.
That is Friday fun indeed. Well, let's have some more. A little Friday fun, Junior, because you went to an event today that gave me the willies when I heard about it.
Yes.
The ticket.